It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. Though inclement weather pushed it back, strawberry season is heating up in Wisconsin. We'll talk to a farmer about where to find these strawberries and how to pick the perfect one. We'll also catch up on how the cold has affected yields in this week's edition of Wisconsin Weekend. What's your favorite strawberry farm to visit during the summer? Do you like to buy them fresh from the farm, or do you prefer to pick your own? Why? And what do you love about the experience? Give us a call at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. Craig Carpenter is president of the Wisconsin Berry Growers Association. He also runs Gracie's Berries, a family-run strawberry farm in Cambridge in south-central Wisconsin. Craig, good morning. Welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, John, and thanks for having me.
Your farm in south-central Wisconsin is ready and open for people to come and pick strawberries, but is this a later start than you normally expect?
Yeah, it's anywhere from a week to 10 days later than normal. We've had some years where we've actually started at the end of May, but the weather conditions have to be ideal for that to happen.
Yeah, so what happened this year?
I'm not certain if everybody realizes this, but the month of May was the wettest month in Dane County in recorded history. Along with that, we had some colder than normal temperatures, not an awful lot of sunshine, and that just pushed the berry season out.
So when so the strawberry season typically starts in June, what, early June, mid-June?
Yep.
Of course, it depends on what part of the state you're in.
Yep, early June, and it runs anywhere from 3 to maybe 5 weeks if you have ideal conditions. And then, of course, the further north you go, it gets pushed off, a week to maybe 2 weeks, depending on the location and obviously the weather.
When we're eating them, most of us don't even think about what variety of strawberry we might be sinking our teeth into, but tell us about the different kinds there are.
Well, most berries that are grown in Wisconsin are June-bearing, and those fruit in the month of June. There are a couple other varietals that will flower and produce fruit through the entire summer months. But the interest of strawberries pretty much is in the month of June. People get that into their brains. And when June comes and people are thinking strawberries, that's when they go farm hunting to look for strawberries.
And, of course, that's also when the rhubarb is ready to go, too. So
yep,
strawberries and rhubarb go together.
Strawberry rhubarb pie.
There
we
you go.
Got, the organization just got a really nice block grant from the Wisconsin Specialty Crop Block Grant Program. And we just put a brand-new website together in conjunction with the vegetable growers of the state. And if people want to look for all kinds of cool facts about strawberries and where to locate farms, they can go to that website. And it went live about a week ago. But if they Google WI Berries, Wisconsin Berries, that'll direct them to that website.
Which variety of strawberries do you grow on your farm?
We grow 5 different varieties, first of which is Jewel. We also grow Cabot, Cavendish, 2 newer ones, one of which is Gelada, and the other one is Flavor Fest. And they all come ripe at a little bit different times, but it's neat to go out in the field and eat the various strawberries, and you can actually taste the different flavor profiles in each one of the varietals, which is kind of cool.
We had a caller who couldn't stay with us who wanted to know about the best varieties for hardiness and flavor. She says she bought 2 plants at her local greenhouse, and they taste very different from each other.
Yeah, the different varietals will have different flavor profiles, and some of that is personal preference. But, some are better for making jam, some are better for eating. Fresh Jewel is a favorite one for making jams with. That's an older varietal. But the different plants will have different flavor profiles.
We talked about the weather delaying the harvest of strawberries in Wisconsin. How has it affected this year's yields?
You know, it's going to be down a little bit. The cold weather and all the rain, the plants just aren't as hardy or as healthy as what they would be in under ideal conditions. When you get an inch of rain a week and lots of warm sunny weather, anything's going to grow much better under those circumstances. A great example is the the average farmer in the state, you know, they were lucky to get all their crops in before the kind of the deadline of having the crops be able to be mature and actually get a harvest at the end of the year. Same thing holds true with strawberries.
Craig Carpenter is president of the Wisconsin Berry Growers Association. He also runs Gracie's Berries, a family-run strawberry farm in Cambridge in south-central Wisconsin. Craig, how can strawberry farms in different regions of Wisconsin be affected differently by the weather?
You know, there's a few microclimates in Wisconsin. Of course, the further north you get, that whole pushback of the ripening of the berries is going to get delayed. You know, other than that, I don't know how much it actually affects the actual day-to-day growing of the strawberries. It's just going to be delayed a little bit.
What farms are currently open? How can we check to see?
If you go on to the Wisconsin Berries website, the website designer and along with our associate director for the Berry Association, Tiffany, they've done a great job in directing people to find which berry farms are open for picking, both U-pick and pre-pick berries.
And how many strawberry farms does Wisconsin have? How big an industry is this?
Wisconsin ranks anywhere from either fifth down to ninth nationally in terms of strawberry production. And currently we have about 75 farms that are members of the Berry Growers Association within the state of Wisconsin.
And do you have any numbers for us on how big an economic impact that is in our state?
Wisconsin grows around 45,000 pounds of strawberries a year on a harvest level, and around 800 to 850 acres that are planted. And the average yield per acre is about 6,300 pounds per acre on an average.
That's a lot of strawberries.
It is a lot of strawberries. But nationally, when you look at that nationally, it's 1.6 billion pounds nationally, John.
Mm.
And that's, of course, California.
Good thing Wisconsin produces all that cream then.
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing better than that. Every Christmas morning, we celebrate Christmas morning from my grandma Mert. Has to be white bread, fresh strawberries, and cream. That's what we have for a strawberry breakfast Christmas morning.
I remember Christmas morning breakfast with strawberry sauce or strawberry rhubarb sauce, which was my personal favorite, but we're not here to talk about me. So Wisconsin ranks pretty high up when it comes to strawberry production. What is it that makes our state conducive to growing strawberries?
I think just the agriculture in general. It's been known as an ag state for decades and decades. People like the taste of strawberries. They're very healthy for you. There's only 55 calories in a cup of strawberries. I'm kind of diabetic, so that's an important thing for me. And I love the flavor of our five different varieties of strawberries. It's fun to go out and snack on them in the mornings.
We had a caller who couldn't stay with us who wanted to know how to protect berries from wildlife. She's having a problem with robins eating them.
Yeah, pests are a problem. They do make an all-natural, they call it like a deer spray, which you can spray. You don't have to spray the whole field, but if you spray the perimeters, that's where they'll start snacking first. And once it's actually a natural mustard. And they don't like the flavor, the taste of that, and they'll stay away.
Eat them fast, then you don't have to worry about it. Craig Carpenter is president of the Wisconsin Berry Growers Association. Our Berry Good conversation continues in a moment. John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent on the morning show here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. On this edition of Wisconsin Weekend, we're talking about strawberries. After some weather delays put the season back a bit, Wisconsin strawberry season is getting up to speed. What's your strategy for picking the best strawberry? You look at color, size. Do you grow your own strawberries? What tips do you have for growing a healthy plant? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. And you can also tweet at WPR Mornings. Craig Carpenter is president of the Wisconsin Berry Growers Association. He also runs Gracie's Berries, a family-run strawberry farm in Cambridge, which is in south-central Wisconsin. And also joining the conversation now, Grace Carpenter. She's the daughter of Greg Carpenter, and she works on the farm with her dad. Grace, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What should people generally bring when they come to pick strawberries?
Yeah, so most places will usually have everything you need to actually pick the berry, whether that be buckets or flats to take home your berries. But as far as what to bring, I would say probably wear some clothes you don't mind getting dirty, as the fields could be muddy sometimes. So check the weather forecast ahead of time to see if you might need a raincoat or boots, something like that.
What about gloves? Should we wear gloves when we pick?
I have never worn gloves berry picking. I don't really see a reason why you would need them unless you really don't like your hands getting dirty.
Ah, well, that would be the thing. So, yeah. Grace, tell us, how do you pick the perfect strawberry?
Yeah, so there's a couple things you want to look for. The most obvious is probably color. So while strawberries, they start out as a white fruit and they gradually turn red. So you definitely don't want any strawberries that have white or orange, or even if they have like white parts on them. So when you're picking a strawberry, you want to pick it up and check the underside in case it might be white, as the sun might not have reached it. You also want to look for any signs of rot or mold. And then you also want to look for size, which doesn't actually really matter. But one thing you might know is that the smaller ones, like if they're about the size of your pinky nail, probably not worth it. They got more stem on it than fruit. And as far as shape, you want to look for the ones, actually any shape is fine. The ones you see in store, you know, they're all perfect. They've been sprayed to look that perfect strawberry shape. But when you actually go out to pick your own, you might have some funky shapes in there, but, you know, they all taste the same.
Yeah, once you slice them up, you can't tell what shape they were anyway.
Exactly.
What about the stems? Should we keep those on?
You know, keeping the stem on doesn't really matter either way, whether it's on or off.
And when you're picking a strawberry, should you pull the strawberry and the stem or cut them?
We just pull it. So you kind of grab the stem and the berry in your hand between your index finger and your thumb, cradle the fruit in your palm, but be careful not to squeeze it. And then if you just gently pull, the fruit should just snap right off of the plant.
Craig, how can you tell when a strawberry is ripe?
Basically by color. Like Grace had said, you really want to turn the strawberry over to make sure that it's ripe on both the top and the bottom side. The top is going to ripen faster because it is exposed to the sun. But ultimately, the entire berry will become ripe. And if they get too dark red, almost like a blood color red, then they're probably overripe. And you're going to lose the sugar content changes, and you're going to lose that wonderful burst of flavor that you come to know when you bite into a fresh strawberry, John.
If you, Craig, if you like your strawberries with a little bit of bitterness, is there a way to pick them so they lean on the bitter side?
Gosh, I don't know anyone that likes a bitter strawberry, John. The strawberries are a natural form of sugar that just, for someone like myself that's diabetic, it's a great way to satisfy that sweet tooth that I have. But if you do want them a little bitter, like Grace had said, you can maybe pick them a little bit before they're ripe, before that sugar content totally gets at its peak level.
Okay. Craig Carpenter is president of the Wisconsin Berry Growers Association. Grace Carpenter is Greg's daughter, and she works on the farm with her dad. Grace, should you always go for picking the biggest strawberry? I mean, how much does size matter?
Yeah, actually, contrary to popular belief, the biggest strawberries are not the best. A lot of the smaller to medium-sized berries are usually the most flavorful and the sweetest. And I feel like this is something a lot of people don't know, and they go out to pick berries, and they're just looking for the massive berries, and they're missing out on all that sweet berries.
We have a caller from La Crosse. Mary is with us this morning. Mary, welcome to Wisconsin Weekend.
Hi. I wondered what variety in the picket yards or to plant compares most to the wild strawberry. When I first discovered wild strawberries on the hillsides growing out on a farm, I couldn't believe how good they were. They are so small, but they are so good. So I wondered what variety on the picket places would be the best to pick.
That's a tough one to answer, Mary. Most of the cultivars in the state do come through breeding programs that stem from wild strawberries. The strawberry was actually developed in Rome centuries ago, and it's also related to the rose, which is kind of an interesting concept to think about. But in terms of something being related to a wild strawberry, that's something we might have to tap into our UW Extension people to answer, Mary. That's one I can't help you with.
Mary, thanks for that call. 800-642-1234. Join our strawberry-flavored discussion this morning on Wisconsin Weekend. Grace, there is some discussion about when strawberries should be washed. When should we wash the strawberries?
Yeah, so you only want to wash strawberries right before you're about to eat them. If you do it before, they will absorb all that water, because, you know, they don't have like an outer peel such as a banana or an apple to protect them. So they'll just soak up all that water and you'll be left with mushy berries, which nobody wants.
No, you don't want mushy berries, that's for sure.
The other thing that happens there, John, is that water will have a tendency to dilute the sweetness of the strawberry. So you lose some of the sugar content and the sweetness of the berry, too.
And Craig, what does it generally cost to pick berries?
The state average is around just under $2 a pound, and it'll vary from $1.50 up to maybe 2.25. The closer you are to some of the bigger metropolitan areas, the price is going to go up a little bit.
And, Craig, for those of us who aren't interested in the labor of picking but who are interested in getting the freshest strawberries, do most strawberry farms generally have pre-picked berries for purchase?
Yeah, most strawberry farms do. The farms, if you can, call ahead and place an order. If somebody wants to stop in and just pick up a quart or two, most farms will have those available for purchase right on the spot.
And what about for people who want to grow their own strawberries? What tips do you have for people trying to figure out how to keep everything alive and growing well?
You want to keep them watered, John, and plant them as early as possible. And if you do, in the weather forecast, if there's some signs for frost, you do want to cover them up so they don't freeze. But sandy soil works well. Put a little organic material in that soil before you plant them. And the most important thing is probably to keep them watered. And you can tell if they get overwatered, but that probably won't happen.
How long has your berry farm been operating?
We've been running for about 11 years. I think this is our 11th year. But we also have 9 acres of wine grapes, John, that we grow.
Oh, really? And how's that going?
The grapes took a big hit. Back on January 24th through the 26th, that's when we had that minus 35 to minus 38 degrees. And I had about 6 acres that all the canes above ground died.
Oh,
fortunately,
man,
there's new cane shoots coming up, so we didn't lose the whole plant. But that was an epidemic that hit almost the whole state in some way or fashion.
Now, do you have to plant the strawberries every year like any other crop?
No, they'll last anywhere from 3 to 5 years, depending on the site and how you take care of them. We use an organic fertilizer, which is an emulsion of seaweed and fish. And it's a natural fertilizer, and it's got a lot of organic matter in it. And it will prolong the growing season for that particular field of strawberries, maybe a year, maybe even 2 years. Because there's a cost to have to renovate that field, and then you have to leave it idle or plant something else in for 2 or 3 years before you can plant strawberries back in there again.
Okay. Grace, what do you enjoy about working on the farm? What's your favorite part?
I think one of my favorite parts would just be getting to talk to all the people that come through, especially the little kids. They're always so excited to pick the berries, and they got the biggest grins on their face. And then they'll come up from the fields, and they have just the biggest strawberry beard juice of juice on their face.
Yeah, so it's one for the bucket and two for me. Is that how that goes?
Yeah.
Very, very family orientated. Our farm is, and most farms in the state are that way too. It's all about having some family fun together and reaping the rewards of something healthy, John.
And do some of the, I know that some of the apple orchards have other activities going on when there's apple picking season. Are there, do the strawberry farms in Wisconsin do anything similar to that?
Oh, yeah. Most strawberry farms have a combination of different fruits that they grow, but also vegetables. I want to say about half of our members also grow a whole variety of different vegetables. Some grow sunflowers. They have different mazes. All about having family fun and extending the season of getting people onto the farm, which is just one of the mission statements of the Berry Association, is to promote fresh fruit in the state of Wisconsin.
Greg, Grace, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, it was fun, John.
Greg Carpenter, president of the Wisconsin Berry Growers Association. He also runs Gracie's Berries, a family-run strawberry farm in Cambridge in south-central Wisconsin. Grace Carpenter is Greg's daughter, and she works with her dad on the farm. It's Wisconsin Weekend here on The Morning Show. Coming up, we talk with a food blogger about how to put our fresh-picked strawberries to good use. What are some of your favorite ways to bake or cook with strawberries? Share your thoughts with us at 800-642-1234. John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. It's a strawberry-flavored edition of Wisconsin Weekend on The Morning Show. We've just heard about where and how to pick them, so let's assume we got them home safely. Now what? What's your favorite way to eat strawberries? On top of ice cream? Maybe just right out of the bucket. Maybe you like them with shortcake with a little whipped cream on top. In a pie? Well, maybe you like them in a salad. Share your favorite way to enjoy strawberries with us. 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Sonia Overheiser is the co-founder of the award-winning food blog A Couple Cooks and the co-author of Pretty Simple Cooking. Sonia, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's get into a recipe right away. Tell us about your strawberry salad recipe.
Sure. So strawberry salad might not sound like as much of a hook as a strawberry pie or a strawberry crisp, but let me tell you, it is almost even more delicious. So we have in this salad a strawberry vinaigrette, and the vinaigrette becomes creamy with fresh strawberries in it. It's blended up with maple syrup, a little vinegar, and some olive oil, and you are going to just want to pour this on everything, and then we'll put it into a salad with some salad greens, fresh strawberries, some red onions for a little bit of bite, and some pecans, and maybe some goat cheese or feta cheese. It is so good. We cannot stop eating this over here.
Well, it sounds pretty good, even though it's breakfast time. I think I could go for that.
Right. Not sure I would eat it for breakfast, but it's perfect really any time of the day.
Another recipe for yours for a classic strawberry shortcake actually features balsamic vinegar. How does vinegar complement strawberries? Why pair them?
Sure. So it's actually an old Italian trick. Alex, my husband, and I learned this from studying Italian cooking, and pairing balsamic vinegar with strawberries really brings out a natural acidity. It brings a tang to the strawberries, and it's so good. It might sound a little odd before you've tried it, but it is delicious. Sometimes in Italian cooking, you'll add that balsamic to the strawberries, let them sit for a while and get really juicy and sweet and tangy, and then sometimes they even add a little black pepper. And so you've got to try this.
Mm. And by the way, we have the recipe for the strawberry salad dressing on our website, so you can look for it there. But let's talk about that strawberry shortcake recipe. I have to say that it was officially spring when the first strawberries arrived in the grocery stores, usually around Easter, and my mother would make that first strawberry shortcake, so that's always been a favorite of mine. What's your take on this classic dessert?
Yes, well, our take tried to health it up just a little bit using some Greek yogurt. So we use Greek yogurt in our recipe to get a really, really tender shortcake for those strawberries. And then it also uses something called turbinado sugar, which is a very crunchy sugar. The grains are very large. So with those on the top, it has a very crunchy texture. And those two elements, adding that to the traditional shortcake, really amps it up a notch.
So does the yogurt take the place of something in a traditional shortcake like butter, or is this something you just add?
It really plays the pace of butter in this recipe. So there is no butter. There's just the Greek yogurt and egg, and it comes out perfectly moist.
And there's a chocolate version of this too, I understand.
There is. So if you add a little bit of cocoa powder, you've got yourself a chocolate version. So we have a chocolate recipe as well. And you could even top that with some chocolate syrup with your strawberry. So that's another way to kind of kick it up a notch.
That sounds positively decadent, and I mean that in a good way. Sonja Overhuizer is a co-founder of the food blog A Couple Cooks, and we're talking about how to fix those strawberries you worked so hard to pick out in the strawberry fields, and what do you do with them when you get home? What's your favorite way to enjoy a strawberry? Maybe you don't have an elaborate recipe. Maybe you just like to eat them right out of the bucket when you get them home. Whatever, share your strawberry eating stories and preparing stories and cooking stories with us at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Sonja, where do you recommend that people get their strawberries?
If you have a local farmer's market, that is one of the best places to get it. I just last weekend got some local berries at my market, and they just taste so sweet, so pure strawberry. There's no better taste to me than a local berry. You can also grow them. My husband and I have grown them before. I can't say we've had a lot of success because our squirrels like to eat them too. But you can also grow them at home, which would be another great way.
Are grocery store strawberries still okay? I mean, for those who don't live near a farmer's market or who are shopping on a budget?
They are. If you can find organic strawberries, those are also great. And I would look to see where they're grown. If you can find ones that were grown a little closer to where you are, those are always better. And then eating them in season is really important. So making sure to buy them during strawberry season, you're going to get a better berry.
Well, and I think it stands to reason with any fresh fruit that the closer you are to where it's grown, the riper it's going to be because they don't have to ship it as far.
Exactly.
Let's move on to another recipe. Far away from salad and veggies, this one's a dessert. Tell us about your strawberry rhubarb crisp.
This one is my favorite. I grew up eating rhubarb crisps, so it's a very nostalgic dessert for me. For this one, we have put a little healthy spin on it as well by making it gluten-free so eaters of all kinds can eat it. The crumble topping is oats and then oat flour. You can actually make your own oat flour at home by just grinding it up in a food processor. And that's the crumble, and then it is sweetened with maple syrup, so it's naturally sweet. And the pairing of that syrup with the sweetness of the strawberries and then the tangy rhubarb, it is so, so good. You can add some add-ins into your filling if you'd like. You could add some lemon zest or orange zest for a little more tang. And another option is adding some fresh ginger. It really adds this extra element that just surprises people when they eat it.
And I notice you use maple syrup instead of regular sugar. What's the advantage and how does it impact the flavor?
Yeah, so it's still, maple syrup still has sugar in it. So it's not removing the sugar, it's just replacing it with a natural sugar. And we like to use maple syrup to sweeten because it sweetens a little more gently. We feel like the flavors really pop when you use a natural sweetener. And for me, I enjoy the dessert a little more when I don't feel overly sweet. I think it really just brings out the flavor and complements it versus sugar, which sometimes can really overpower the flavor.
Yeah, it can really take over. 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. What's your favorite way to eat strawberries? It is strawberry season. The season was a bit delayed here in Wisconsin because of our wet, cold spring. But it's here now, so lots of fresh strawberries out there in farmers markets and roadside stands at your favorite local strawberry patch. But once you get them home, what do you like to do with them? You want to have them in shortcake, strawberry pie, maybe you have them in a strawberry daiquiri, or just all by themselves. We want to hear your strawberry recipes. How do you cook or bake with strawberries? Maybe you've got some family recipes that include strawberries. What are they? And maybe you have a surprising or unexpected way that you like to eat strawberries, or perhaps a favorite childhood memory about maybe your parents or grandparents preparing strawberries in a special way. Share your strawberry stories with us at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Ideas@WPR.org is the email address. Sonia Overheiser is the co-founder of the award-winning food blog A Couple Cooks and the co-author of Pretty Simple Cooking. And we're talking about what to do with strawberries once we get them home, how we prepare them, how we enjoy them. Those are all things that we're discussing this hour on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. Sonia, how did you start really getting into making recipes with strawberries?
Well, it started with that trip to the farmer's market. My husband and I started visiting them about 10 years ago when we got married, and necessity is the mother of invention, right? So we would find these great foods at the farmer's market and say, oh my goodness, what are we going to do with this kohlrabi? Or what are we going to do with this kale? What are we going to do with these local berries? And so actually we started Googling. So we started searching online and looking in cookbooks and asking our friends. And that was kind of the start of just the creative process of figuring out what to do with these delicious local foods we were finding.
Now, you have this award-winning blog, and you put a lot of recipes up there. Is there a strawberry-flavored recipe that's gotten the most interest from the people who follow you?
That is a good question. I would say that our strawberry yogurt pie has been a favorite of people. So if you remember that kind of Cool Whip and strawberry and graham cracker crust dessert, we did our own take on that and did it with some, again, maple syrup and some Greek yogurt and fresh local strawberries. And it is a winner for sure.
And of course, here in Wisconsin, there are lots of places to get maple syrup direct from the producers as well. So that would make a great combination of fresh ingredients. Sonia Overheiser is with us, co-founder of the award-winning food blog A Couple Cooks, co-author of Pretty Simple Cooking. Wisconsin Weekend continues in a moment. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Stay tuned. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. Wisconsin's strawberry season is underway, and on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend, we're talking about the many ways we can enjoy this tasty summertime treat. What's your favorite? Have a recipe to share? A strawberry story to tell? 800-642-1234. Email ideas@WPR.org. Sonia Overheiser is the co-founder of the award-winning food blog A Couple Cooks and the co-author of Pretty Simple Cooking. Let's take a call. Dale is with us in Menominee. Dale, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Well, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I was listening to the program and I hear the various recipes. Now I got a few more to try out. But my favorite's an old family classic Grandma and my mom used to make. Yellow cake mix. And you just cut up your strawberries and pour in half the batter in your pan, lay some strawberries in there, put the rest of the batter on. And if you would like, you can add rhubarb to that, or just use just rhubarb and bake the cake off, frost it with your favorite frosting, and you got some good eating.
Well, that sounds really great, Dale. And of course, anytime you can combine strawberries and rhubarb, that's a double win. Sonia, what do you think of Dale's recipe there?
It sounds so simple and delicious. I love recipes that make us remember the past, and the fact that it was your mother's and grandmother's, that sounds so fun.
Why is rhubarb such a good combination with strawberries? What is it? Why do these two get along so well?
Yeah, well, it's both being seasonal together, so they're both ripe around the same time, and then just that tang in the rhubarb is the perfect complement to the sweet in the strawberries.
One of our listeners shared over email that they love strawberry jam. They said freezer jams work best since the fruit never sees heat and keeps very well in the freezer. What about freezer jams?
Yeah, that would be a great option. Another one that we like to do around here is a chia jam. So I'm not sure if any of your listeners have tried this, but if you use chia seeds and you just saute them down with strawberries, it forms a natural gel. And that's a really easy way to make jam.
You mentioned your strawberry yogurt pie just a little bit ago. Give us the backstory for this recipe. I understand you made it because someone challenged you.
Yeah, so my mother-in-law challenged me to create a little bit of a healthier version of the typical yogurt pie. So we added some Greek yogurt, we added some maple syrup, and then for the crust, instead of doing a graham cracker crust, we did some oats and maple syrup and nuts kind of chopped up together, and the family loved it. So I think it was a win.
Well, anytime you can make your mother-in-law happy, that's always
exactly,
a win, right?
Exactly.
And we can't talk about strawberries without mentioning daiquiris. Tell us about your strawberry daiquiri.
Right. So we have a strawberry daiquiri recipe that's coming out in a few weeks. So stay tuned. It is frozen strawberries. So you could throw those strawberries you get at the market into the freezer, combine them with some lime juice and some rum, of course, and a little bit of maple syrup for the sweetener. And then we also did a second layer of a lime daiquiri. So lime juice and rum paired together. Throw that on top as a little bit of a garnish, and you have one very, very delicious strawberry drink.
Well, and I don't recommend it for morning show hosts during the show. Sonia,
yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. People can find the recipes we've been talking about and more at WPR.org. Sonia, thank you so much for being here this morning. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, and now I'm really hungry.
Yeah. Well, I've got another hour to go. Sonia Overheiser is the co-founder of the award-winning food blog A Couple Cooks and the co-author of Pretty Simple Cooking. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about one of the biggest guitar collections in the state.
When Dave Rogers opened his first guitar store in the early 80s, it was tiny. He sold his own guitars, and every penny he made went into buying better, more collectible ones. Now, Dave's guitar shop in La Crosse is a massive destination. Not only does he sell workhorse and collector's guitars to people around the world, but Dave has a massive collection of his own. He recently gave me a tour.
This guitar I've had longer than any other guitar here. It's a 1957 Strat in Taos turquoise, and I got it in 82 or 83. That started the guitar collection, really. So we want to pick out the coolest of the cool, right?
Yeah.
These two guitars here, both 1960 Les Pauls. The Gibson Les Paul, that's the most sought-after electric solid body that there is. And they go for, upwards of $500,000 now. They only made about 1,500 of them in those 3 years, and that's what Eric Clapton played, Jimmy Page, Dwayne Allman. Musicians are kind of like they want to play what their heroes played, and so you know, everybody wants to have an original burst. You know, you see some famous people using some things that we've sold them and whatever, and that's very exciting for me. The very first guitar we ever sold as a business was to Cheap Trick. And it was the night before I opened my store, so it would have been the end of June in 1982, and they were playing at the La Crosse Center. I took a trunk full of guitars there. And Rick Nielsen was always a hero of mine, a guitar hero and a guitar collector. Next thing you know, I'm backstage with Rick Nielsen. He's showing me all his guitars. And again, and I was opening up the very first morning, the next morning, and he kept me out till 2 or 3 in the morning. And he ended up buying a guitar from me. I had used that money to buy a sign for my store. So
I did not know that. Hi, I'm Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick. I play guitar, and I like guitar, and I like Dave. He's all right for us. Guy. I bought a bunch from him, and I was always irritated that I couldn't buy more because he wouldn't sell a lot of them. There was one guitar that I wanted to get. I think it was a metallic green Gibson SG that he wouldn't sell to me. So I'm still a little hurt because of that. But I never, trust me, I got my own guitars. I got plenty of stuff to play.
I think guitar players are like chatty, how do you want to put it, gossipy, you know. There's a old joke, how many guitar players does it take to change a light bulb? It takes 10, one to do it and 9 to say they could have done it better, so. You know, some people, you just couldn't explain it to, you know, I mean, they just wouldn't get it. Like, if you look at this and said, well, this is $1 million, they'd be like, are you kidding me, you know? I look on all these guitars as art, you know, so, I mean, I'm hanging this on the wall as an instrument, but also as a piece of art. I mean, I'd rather look at this than any painting. To me, these truly are works of art and Americana, you know, these are things that we built back when everything was made in America, everything that we did, and we're proud of it. I just love playing, and you know, you don't really make any money. At least I don't do it. It's just a love. I mean, a passion. You know, getting together with a group of guys, your buddies, and you're playing music, and you know, you get this camaraderie going. It's a feeling like no other. You know, I still just love it.
Dave Rogers is the owner of Dave's Guitar Shop in La Crosse. He also has stores in Milwaukee and Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every single Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. And find out more about Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Wisconsin Life is part of our weekly edition of Wisconsin Weekend on the Morning Show. What's happening in your part of the state that could reach all corners of Wisconsin? Send your ideas for Wisconsin Weekend to mornings@wpr.org. That's mornings@wpr.org, and we'll explore your tip for a Wisconsin Weekend program. John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.